Ladies and gentlemen, would you please stand for the arrival of the platform party and remain standing for the singing of the royal anthem? Please be seated. Your Royal Highness, on behalf of the Gold Award achievers here today, it gives me great pleasure to welcome you to your second to last event on this marathon trip of the Maritimes and Ontario. I would also like to extend a warm welcome to other platform guests, Peter Melanson, Vice President of the Ontario Council and Vice President of Canada Post. Mike Lazaridis, Founder and Chairman of Perimeter Institute, Founder and Co-CEO of Research in Motion, and our host today. Kevin Malone, National President of the Award in Canada and Managing Director, Investment Banking, BMO Nesbitt Burns. John Sleeman, Chairman and CEO of Sleeman's Breweries, and a mighty fine beer it is, and Chairman and a founding partner of the Charter for Business. And Rick Ashby, the National Executive Director of the Award. Today, we will be presenting certificates of achievement to 47 young people from Ontario who have completed the requirements for their Gold Duke of Edinburgh's Award. In order to achieve their awards, each young person has had to make a major commitment in the following five areas: community service, planned and participated in at least two expeditions, developed a skill, maintained a program of physical fitness, and participated in a residential program with their peers. It is now my great pleasure to call upon Peter Melanson, Vice President of the Ontario Council of the Duke of Edinburgh's Award Young Canadians Challenge. Peter.
Thank you, Jill. Your Royal Highness, your worships, Mr. Lazaridis, achievers, leaders, parents, and honored guests. On behalf of the Ontario Council of the Duke of Edinburgh's Award, Young Canadians Challenge, I would like to take this opportunity to thank all of you for being with us here today to celebrate the achievements of today's Gold Award recipients. Of course, a big thank you to His Royal Highness, who today ends a 9-day visit to Canada and heads home tonight. And as tired as he must be, I'm sure and I know he looks forward to meeting all of our achievers after the ceremony. And a very significant thank you to you, Mr. Lazaridis, and to the Perimeter Institute for your very generous hospitality as our host today. This is an incredible and fascinating facility. The walls breathe an aura of intelligence and critical thinking, and the multitude of blackboards everywhere are evidence of great brains at work. The Institute and its staff have been most kind and supportive, ensuring that today will be a great success. I would also like to recognize those leaders and parents who are with us here today, who provide leadership and encouragement, and the program is greatly strengthened by your support. Ladies and gentlemen, I am very pleased to report that, almost uniquely amongst international youth programs, the number of participants in the award continues to increase. Globally, there are well over 500,000 participants in over 100 countries. And in Canada, there are approximately 30,000 participants, of which almost 10,000 are here in Ontario, an increase from the approximately 6,000 that we had just a few short years ago in 2001. We have achieved this growth in conjunction with specific initiatives to reach out to communities which had previously been underrepresented in the award: Aboriginal communities, inner city youth, multicultural communities, rural youth, youth with special abilities, and youth justice, only to name a few. We are absolutely delighted that we have representatives of many of these communities achieving their goal with us here today. While we are proud of this growth, our mission is to be the personal development program of choice for young people. Our greatest challenge is to continue to deliver a program of superior quality, which is relevant to the aspirations of you, the participants. We thank all of you for your contributions to this mission. We are convinced that the award, through its leaders, volunteers, and participants, is fostering the development of the future leaders of our community. And what could be more relevant than that? Thank you.
I totally blew it. I was so excited to be here. The first person who was meant to speak was our host, and I would now very much like and care if you would have kind enough to say a few words of welcome, even though I'm halfway through the program. Mr. Lazaridis.
Well, I thought about what I was going to say, and I didn't want to take away from today's proceedings, because this whole thing is about the young people that are here today. We have to really come to grips with, and it sort of strikes you at about the time you come to grips with your own mortality, and you realize that in the end, everything you do ends up setting up the world for your youth. And the start you give them will give them what they need to make sure that they can live in that world that you create and succeed. I think that what's happening here, and what I think we have a lot to be grateful for from the Royals for starting this, and for Prince Edward and his family for spending so much time, and I know how much time this really takes to do and to do well, to make sure that we honor our youth, and we respect the effort they make to get ready for the world that they will inherit. And with that, thank you very much for attending.
I can see His Royal Highness cringing as we enter the next speech, but now I'd like to welcome Mr. Kevin Malone, President of the National Council.
Thank you, Jill. Your Royal Highness, Your Worships, Mr. Lazaridis, Gold Award Achievers, distinguished guests, leaders, parents, ladies and gentlemen. I'm delighted to be in Waterloo on behalf of the National Board of Directors to recognize the accomplishments of 47 remarkable young Canadians in this truly inspirational new facility. My wife Mona grew up in Cambridge, and we spend many weekends here. So it's very appropriate that we have this opportunity to be in Kitchener-Waterloo and share the award with you today. I'd like to express our special appreciation to His Royal Highness the Earl of Wessex, Trustee of the International Council, for joining us to present these 47 awards of achievement. His commitment to the International Award consumes a great deal of his time and represents a considerable amount of travel, all of which is greatly appreciated. In 2006, the International Award will celebrate its 50th anniversary, an incredible milestone and testament to the vision of our founder, His Royal Highness, the Duke of Edinburgh. To the Gold Award Achievers, I would like to say congratulations and well done. The attainment of the Gold Award is an indication that you're a person who not only sets high goals for yourself, but more significantly, you are someone who completes them. Today, we share your pride and celebrate your success. Achieving the Gold Award is not the end of the journey. You've experienced new challenges, met new people, and hopefully developed lasting relationships. You have also developed new and transferable skills that will stay with you for a lifetime. In these days of competition for places at university, college, and employment, it is significant that you indicate on your resume that you have achieved so much on your own initiative. Once again, congratulations. To the parents, leaders, and volunteers here today, I would like to say thank you for your support, dedication, commitment, and guidance. Each of you has not only helped, you've been instrumental in making this day become a reality for these young people. Everyone involved in the award at the national and divisional level is working to ensure that the award program is made available to all young Canadians from coast to coast, inclusive of all abilities and backgrounds. To this end, the award receives generous support from corporate and individual donors, and a special thank you to those. The continued involvement of the Gold Award Achievers keeps the program vibrant and meaningful to current participants, and therefore, I encourage you to stay involved beyond today. In closing, I'd like to say thank you to Peter Melanson, Vice President of the Ontario Council, the council is here with us today, and staff organizing today's ceremony, and for their ongoing commitment to the continued growth of the Duke Reynolds Award Program in the province of Ontario. I would now like to invite His Royal Highness, sir, to present Gold Award Achievement Certificates to these outstanding 47 young Canadians. Sir?
Thank you, Kevin. So we're going to start today with a very special group of young adults who have overcome some fairly significant personal challenges to achieve their gold awards. We are starting with, from the Duke of Edinburgh's Award Personal Challenge Group from Erin Oak in Mississauga, with a young gentleman whose name is Rez Atcher. Also, from the Duke of Edinburgh's Award Personal Challenge Group from Erin Oak in Mississauga, Brian Darwood. And also from the Duke of Edinburgh's Award Personal Challenge Group, Julia Urbaniak. And now from Ashby College in Ottawa, Briar Terran. From the Bishop Strawn School in Toronto, Jill Saskin. From Branksome Hall School in Toronto, Marika Ballard. From the Girl Guides of Canada First Ebermole Rangers in London, Brianne Davis. From Girl Guides of Canada First Essex Rangers near Windsor, Lisa Janik. From Girl Guides of Canada First Halton Rangers in Milton, Heather McFarquhar. From the Girl Guides of Canada First Orleans group, Amanda Godet. From Guiding Spirits on Six Nations, Tracy Martin. And also Jennifer Mount Pleasant. From Havergal College in Toronto, Marianne Bulger. From Lakefield College School, Lydia Ho. From Rosso Lake College in Muskoka, Clark Matthews. From St. Andrews College in Aurora, Bradley Downey. From St. Clement's School in Toronto, Cecilia Livingston. From St. Michael's College School in Toronto, Gordon Moffat. From St. Mildred's Lightbourne School in Oakville, Ashley Aberg Brunton. Dina Georges. Catherine Job. Divya Shelley Sharma. And Jennifer Warboys. From the 5th Tillsonburg Alliance Baden-Powell Association and son of our regional field officer for Southwestern Ontario, a very special young man and a good friend to us all, Ryan Mates. From Trails Youth Initiative in Toronto, we welcome Mario Sanchez. from Upper Canada College in Toronto, Michael Barber. Calvin Lee. And Kevin Mehta. Independent participants, we welcome Sarah Edwards from Windsor. Carly Hornis from Brampton. Vanessa Hutchinson from Brampton. And Jenna Kewin from Brampton. Mary Beth Kaigar from Hamilton. Justin McDonald from Stouffville. Old friend Nicholas Markle from Toronto. Tanya Mascarenas from Stony Creek. Caroline McLaughlin Darling from Waterloo. Hani Mustafa from London. Anjali Ranjaswamy from Toronto. Jane Rumble from London. Hollis Sinker, also from London. Darlene Sly from Bath. Catherine Stewart from North Bay. Elise Wong from Markham. Erica Yu, who achieved her award in Hong Kong and is now living in Ontario. Mandy Young from Toronto. And Alexandra Zulu from Mississauga. Your Royal Highness and ladies and gentlemen, that concludes the Gold Award presentations, and I'm sure now you'd like to congratulate all the achievers with a resounding applause, and Prince Edward for shaking so many hands. Your Royal Highness. Your Royal Highness, would you care to say a few words, please?
I think you can tell we've done a few of these before. We all know our cues and what happens next. Anyway, first of all, congratulations to all the Gold Award achievers today. A fantastic effort. And I hope now that you got through the formal part and you all survived that experience without tripping over or doing anything else, you can now relax and enjoy the rest of the proceedings. Well, it's all but one, because I guess one of you is probably going to be asked to come and stand up and speak a little bit later. So I'll spend the next few minutes trying to spot which one looks more nervous than the rest. now that you've achieved your awards as well, I hope that you can look back and feel that the whole experience was worthwhile. I guess there were probably times along the way when you were probably wondering why you were doing it, and by my guess, it was probably about halfway through one of the expeditions. It's usually the time when you. But then again, the expedition is the most challenging part, usually, of the award for many. And but then, having said that, having achieved it, you then get a much greater sense of satisfaction at the end of achieving that challenge. But now that you've completed the whole award, I hope you can now look back and feel that it was worthwhile and that you enjoyed yourselves. Most importantly, that you had a lot of fun doing it. There are a few people I just want to thank and acknowledge for allowing us to host this, hold this event here. And we're particularly grateful to you and to the Institute here for allowing us to do it here. It's an unusual place for us to do it, and we're delighted to be here. And thank you very much indeed for allowing us to do it here. But also to thank everybody else who's come along today to help recognize the achievements of these young people. And I also want to take a brief moment to also thank, as this is my last Gold Award presentation on this particular trip, just to thank everybody who's involved in running the award in Canada, both nationally and provincially, for all the work that they do. And the fantastic achievements that have been developed here in Canada over the last few years, and it's been hard work. It's one thing to say, well, we'd like to go out there and really drive this program into all areas of Canadian life, and to make sure that everybody is included, everybody has the opportunity to take part. It's one thing to say that; it's quite another thing to actually achieve it, and it's been particularly gratifying on this particular trip. To see so many young people from so many different backgrounds who have come up to achieve their Gold Award. So congratulations to all involved in the award, and it's very much appreciated. And congratulations, Jill, for all the team here in Ontario, what you do here. It's fantastic. It's also a moment to thank everybody else involved, because although it's an individual challenge, and each award that you've achieved has been an individual challenge, but you'll know that it's required a team effort to get there, either with the group that you've been with, or probably more likely with the leaders and the volunteers, your parents and your friends that have all helped you to get to this particular point today. And I hope that everybody who's sitting here, you can share a little bit in the pride of watching these young people come up and achieve their awards today. If this is the first time you've helped a young person, then I hope that it will inspire you to help others. And if it's not, if this is not necessarily the first time, I hope it's reinvigorated your enthusiasm for what the award program can do for young people, and that you will continue the excellent work you do in providing this award to more young Canadians. So thank you very much for all you do. But today it is to you, the achievers. You're the ones that have actually managed to achieve your awards. You've done all the hard work. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here anyway. So congratulations to you. Welcome to not only a national association of Gold Award achievers, but also an international association. If you're wondering what this pin is that I'm wearing, this is the
international symbol, the international awards symbol, and that's the equivalent to the gold, because believe it or not, I did much the same as you a few years ago now. But I'm delighted that there was at least one other person wearing the international pin here today. So there's one other person who understands what that pin means. It's exactly the same as what you've got. But congratulations. This is your day. And when you walk out of this room a little bit later, just walk a few inches taller. And for one or two of you, that's mind your head as you go out the door. But this is your day. Feel very proud of what you've done, and just walk that little bit taller, because I'm sure that you know that there are probably people that have gone through the award with you, started the award with you. You've got friends out there who say, oh, the Duke of Edinburgh's Award, oh, I could do that. The difference is, you know you can. Well done.
And now, sir, thank you very much. And may I now present to you that poor suspect, Jane Rumble.
Now we all know who is more nervous than most. I'm honored to stand up in front of my fellow Gold Award winners today to say a heartfelt thank you to Your Royal Highness. Thank you for your involvement in this remarkable award. I'm humbled and grateful to be counted among the award winners of such a diverse and passionate group as I see before me today. I think back to the start of my own journey of personal development through this award in my birth province of New Brunswick. I was an uncoordinated girl who got out of breath trying to run around the block and exercised about 3 times a year. Yet today I stand before you a member of the Canadian National Rowing Team, a team that trains 3 times a day. I could not have achieved this without a great measure of balance in my life and the ability to set goals and achieve them, which are all key principles of the award program. Yet I am not unaware of the many people here today who have surpassed me in resilience, determination, and fortitude. Award recipients, regardless of your background, your abilities, and your physical challenges, you, my friends, have stood firm in your resolve to be among those honored today for your perseverance. This award is for you, for the times that you wanted to give up or give in, but instead you got tough and kept going. This award is for the times that you didn't think you had it in you, for the times you wish you had been dealt a different hand in life, and for the times that you said you will take one more step. Your last step on this journey has been taken, and it is time to celebrate. Your Royal Highness, this is a day that we celebrate the times that we said yes to hanging on for one more day, yes to living life to the fullest, yes to trying to make ourselves better. Yet this day would not have been possible without your steadfast involvement, your commitment to young people, and your compassion on those for whom this may be the one award we will receive in our lifetime. I can think of no other award which more perfectly illustrates to us today that it is not our rank in society or our abilities that determine the true measure of us as human beings, but rather our character, our heart, and our desire to rise to the challenge. This award is truly available to all. On behalf of all of us here today, thank you. This award has inspired us greatly and has motivated us to achieve beyond what we thought was possible for ourselves. Through this award program, you have given hope to young people, and as importantly, you have provided a means to achieve that hope. We will always be grateful for the opportunity you have presented us with to become more than we thought we could be, and for giving us hope that we may continue our own journeys with the same passion and enthusiasm that we had for a Gold Award. Thank you.
Jane, thank you. I think when you've finished winning gold medals for Canada and the rowing, then you should take up speech writing. That was brilliant. I would also like to extend my thanks and great appreciation to all the staff at the Perimeter Institute, especially to Michael Duchesne, Director of Programming, Master of the Understatement, and of Good Humor, John Matlock, who first kindly agreed that having the ceremony in this wonderful location was a good idea, and Angela Robinson for all their incredible support. A big thank you also to the members of the Red Quartet, Andre Baluscu, Alex Cho, Aaron McFarlane, and Edward Cho for being with us today. Edward Cho, who's also playing the piano, I understand, was recently the winner of the Grade 10 piano category at the provincial finals in Ottawa last weekend for the Ontario Music, Kiwanis Music Festival. So many congratulations. And a very modest gentleman to boot. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please rise for the singing of the national anthem and remain standing for the departure of His Royal Highness and the platform party, followed by today's award achievers.
Thank you.